Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit to the Heart and Trends to Blame, baby. Ooh. We give news a bad name, as a courtesy of Rich Jefferson.
Great basketball player, huh?
Yeah.
Love that Nets
I do
team.
Call him Rich. Rich Jefferson. That's Miles Gray. I'm Jack O'Brien. This is what is trending. Where's Joe is trending. Yeah. Give it to him.
Give it to him, Joe. Give it to him, Don. Where's Joe? Where are you going to do a little basement stream? Where is Joe? Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Is that just meant to be like,
he's hiding. Biden.
Yeah, that would be better. But it does seem like they're trying to run as challengers, even though they're incumbents. Like they are showing footage of the, you know, uprisings and the people out of work and the pandemic and being like, things will be bad if you don't elect Trump. It's like, yo, that is Trump's.
No, that's you.
That's you, dude.
You're holding a mirror up and going, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then you're being like, that's Joe Biden? And you're like, you're looking at a mirror, dickhead.
They're asking, where's Joe at a time when he's the president?
Well, then there's like another ad with like Joe Biden, like looking all spry and shit. And then like contrasting that, with like Trump, like going up ramps all delicately. And they're like, oh, Joe's got all this energy. Like, this is the fucking saddest shit, man. Like, we got people.
Oh, there's
are dying.
A Joe Biden ad that's like,
it's like a 2 minute ad. It's, yeah.
He's got the energy.
He can bench press a Mack truck.
Is that Drake song Energy, the theme?
I got
to
exactly.
I got energy. You got a
that's
lot of
enemies.
Energy.
I got enemies. Got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people. To...
No, it's energy. And then
trying to take my energy.
Trying to take my energy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't. Who knows what it is? Yeah, they're just trying to take Joe Biden's energy. Shout out to Six God, Joe Biden. That's what it might come to next. You know what I mean? Like it's like so being like de-emphasizing the strife and pain of most people and just being like Trump sucks, huh? Or like Biden's old, huh? Where it might be like, yo, actually, Joe Biden is Drake. Six.
Yeah, it'll be like real steel, except each instead of having fighting robots, each candidate gets a rapper and they like rap battle for the presidency.
Perfect.
Jacob Bull is trending. Always an adventure when that dude's name is trending. It's like,
also,
what happened?
The fuck is this guy never in jail?
like for all this, like this bullshit that he pulls.
Yeah.
Like these schemes, I mean, granted, like he's always finds this, like walks this line of like troll or totally illegal bullshit. And now it's basically like prank calls to people to try and suppress the mail-in vote.
Right. Yeah, what is it he's saying, that they'll be able to like track you or something?
Yeah, like police can track you with your information and like credit card company. It was just really, it was basically like trying to scare like low-income voters. It all depended on what sort of motivations you wanted to use to prevent someone from voting mail-in. Mm. But yeah, it was just very cynical, straight-up bullshit lying to, you know, because this is what they have to do to try and get to 270 electoral votes. Is just squeeze out the little, like just the razor thin margins that they can skate on. And yeah.
Worked in 2016. So, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, based on like how Trump's running this shit now, it might work again, depending on how susceptible people are to their racist demons inside.
I think about it every time I look at those like statistics of like how likely either side is to win. I think about it like somebody, I convert Joe Biden's chances of winning to a free throw shooter. And again, this is stupid and not a useful thing, but I always,
and actually don't listen to this anymore.
Don't listen to this anymore. But I convert it to a free throw shooter and I'm like, man, that's Ben Simmons. That is not making me feel comfortable at all.
Hey, you mean FaZe Ben? You mean FaZe Ben, dude? FaZe Clan Ben Simmons?
That's right.
He's all part of FaZe Clan now, bro. Wait.
Spend too much time on that FaZe Clan. Should be working on a free throw jump shot. Yeah, free throw.
Should be working with Mark Price Clan. Ooh, that sounds a little too on the nose.
Yeah. Lorden Taylor is trending because it will never trend again.
That's the collabo between Lord and Taylor Swift, right? That album that came out?
Yeah. It's a banger.
Lit, dude.
No, Lorden Taylor.
Isn't that like the old people brand?
I thought it was a jewelry brand. Is it?
Yeah, whatever. I just feel like jewelry,
no,
well, what is it?
I was wrong. It's a convenience store or a department store. One of those big.
Yeah, old people.
Right.
I mean, to me, I'm always like, what the fuck is Lord and Taylor? I'm like, nah, no.
Yeah, it's
I
one of those.
We didn't have them out here.
Stores that you see written on the side of a wall that looks like it should store blimps, but.
Right.
It's actually a department store that's like three stories of, you know, just a random assortment of a yard sale, basically. Oh, a capitalist yard sale.
Well, that makes sense because I'm like, it's that old people store. They're 194 years in business. So
yeah.
All right.
Lord and Taylor. Lord and Taylor is a that I'm sure that was mentioned at one point in their death throes. A marketer being like, "We got to get Lord and Taylor Swift
right
to do an ad for us.
Maybe that'll work." I mean, we're kind of doing that thing. It's like we're so old; we've been around since slavery,
right?
But okay, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure people worked at a Lord and Taylor. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, this is what's happening now. If the people don't have money, you can't buy shit. Fucking the stores are starting to shut down. Restaurants, it's all. Ugh. I can only imagine like what I'm sure. I don't know if Lord and Taylor was managing. They were making the right moves in business for the last couple years, but you know, I guess pour one out for the GOAT 1826 founded in.
And then the thing I'm obviously thinking about is Gamescom.
Uh-oh, what, Jack? What you ready? What are you thinking about?
Did you hear Fall Guys season 2? Fall Guys season 2 is coming out.
Oh man, you got the you're fucking with Fall Guys season 1?
Season 1? Oh,
how are you liking
it, man?
Dude,
groundbreaking.
How late did you go? Like how many people, you know? How deep did you get?
Deep.
Oh yeah? Woo. How many people?
Yeah.
How many people were left? You ever win?
Yeah, man. Like 11 people.
Oh, cool. That's sick, man.
Is that winning? I don't know.
Yeah. On these parts, hell yeah.
But this is an example of how influential Fortnite is, because games are, from a complete outsider's perspective.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I talked to an outsider recently, and they were telling me how, like, even they can see how influential Fortnite is that games are released in seasons now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, yeah, I think. It's weird because I could have felt this mirrored the exact conversation you were having with DJ Daniel just moments before
Yeah.
In a panic when you were crying, what the fuck is Fall Guys season two? Is that a TV show?
Yeah. I also said Games Con. Instead of Games Con.
You said Game Scom. What was it, Game Scum?
What's this, Game Scone? What's that?
No, but the Fall
is that like
Guys
Mountain Dew Code Red? Game Scum?
drinking my Game Scum. Yeah, I got to get on there because all the footage I see is super fun. It's just like requires very little like fine gamer skill. Just got to just have fun out there. Just mashing shit up like old school, you know, Takeshi's Castle.
Oh, shit.
Most extreme challenge.
I'm looking at...
As you may know.
I just picture all video games as first-person shooters until I'm proven otherwise.
right.
Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout is looks like a Nintendo game almost, art game. Very cartoony. Anyways, yeah. That's what's trending this
gamer
Thursday
update.
Afternoon. Yeah. This has been Gamer Update. You're talking to number one game guy.
Game Guy Jack, brought to you by EB Games.
All right, that's going to do it for Thursday. We hope you guys are staying safe. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wash your hands. Stay inside. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.